China's NEV sector attracts billions in investments for growth. China's new energy vehicle, NEV, sector continues to attract significant investments as industry players push for innovation, market expansion, and profitability. Recent funding rounds highlight the sector's appeal and underscore investors' confidence in its long-term growth prospects. Changan Automobile's NEV brand, Avator, announced on Tuesday the completion of its Series C financing round, securing over 11 billion yuan, $1.51 billion, the largest single fundraising in China's auto industry this year. The funds will drive Avator's research and development of new NEV models, bolster its brand building, and support its overseas expansion. Avator also plans to go public, aiming for an IPO in 2026, according to President Chen Zhou. Since its inception, Avator, backed by Changan, Huawei, and CATL, has launched three models, with a fourth slated for release in mid-2025. The brand's October and November sales exceeded 10,000 units each month, with November setting a new record of 11,579 units, up 180% year-on-year. Avator's introduction of range-extended models has been pivotal to its growth, and all future models will feature both pure electric and range-extended versions. Despite these achievements, the company has yet to achieve profitability, reporting a net loss of 3.7 billion yuan in 2023 and 2.1 billion yuan in the first 8 months of 2024. It expects to break even by late 2025. Meanwhile, YuPower, a Chinese NEV chassis manufacturer, raised hundreds of millions of yuan in Series B funding led by Hefei Industry Investment. The funds will support mass production of its UP Super van, expand production capacity, and enhance its presence in the global electric commercial vehicle market. YuPower, known for its skateboard chassis technology, recently secured EU approval for its electric city logistics vehicle and began deliveries of customized vehicle chassis to US customers. The company, with over 100,000 global orders, plans to extend its reach across multiple regions. In another development, NIO, a prominent NEV manufacturer, revealed cumulative funding of $18.9 billion, even amid challenging financial conditions. CEO William Li attributed investor confidence to NIO's financial transparency and sustained investment in technology, with over 53 billion yuan invested in R&D and 9,300 global patents to its name. NIO's third brand, Firefly, debuted on Saturday, targeting the high-end small vehicle market. Alongside its OnVO brand, Firefly aims to double NIO's sales growth in 2025, with profitability projected by 2026. Industry experts emphasize that these substantial investments are vital for future expansion, ensuring smooth financing and mitigating liquidity risks. They add that continued financial backing will enhance consumer confidence and attract more customers, despite recent crises faced by some NEV startups. Latest, GM CEO confirms commitment to 2035 all-electric goal amid challenges.